State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Jennifer Guerra. There's a big push to get kids kindergarten ready, with an emphasis on the importance of preschool. But for Michigan's most vulnerable children, some experts believe early childhood education should begin much, much earlier. For example, to the average ear, this is the sound of a whiny two-year-old.
No, mommy.
But to early education experts, that is the sound of learning. Let's listen again.
No, mommy. That's mine.
I hear Ava saying that basket is hers. Which basket was yours, Iris? You put a lot of nature items in there.
That right there, what you just heard, that's a little lesson in problem-solving skills. Problem-solving skills, verbal skills, fine motor skills, those are the bread and butter of early childhood education, and those skills stick with kids all the way through adulthood. But high-quality early education is not cheap, whether it's home-based or center-based. You can spend upwards of $1,600 a month to send your child to an early education center. That's more than the cost of most public college tuitions. Parents from low-income families just are not likely to be able to afford that. But researcher Craig Ramey says children from poor families are exactly the ones who need this kind of high-quality early intervention. Ramey has spent his entire academic life studying programs that impact vulnerable children.
Far and away, early childhood education is the most powerful instrument we have to prepare people to lead productive lives.
Ramey is the author of a landmark study from the 1970s called the Abecedarian Project. That's the name of the school French royalty used to send their children to. So Ramey wanted to know, what if they could give a royal education to children in poverty?
Could we alter their developmental trajectory?
Lots of early childhood education studies up to that point focused on the impact preschool had on poor kids. But Ramey wanted to see what impact earlier intervention could have. So he enrolled around 100 high-risk infants from North Carolina into the study and divided them into two groups. Both groups received the same amount of social services, but only one group of infants was enrolled in a full-time, year-round early childhood education center. Infants were enrolled in the center as early as 6 weeks old. The curriculum started out pretty basic, showing toys and pictures to the babies. Researchers could see a measurable difference in skills as early as 8 months. By the time the children entered kindergarten, the two groups were far apart developmentally.
The kids who received the treatment continued all the way through high school to be performing very near national average, and the children in the control condition were performing down around the 15th percentile or a little bit lower typically.
And the benefits can still be seen 30 years later. There is a free, federally funded early child care program for kids in poverty up to age 3. It's called Early Head Start, but there aren't nearly enough spots open for everyone who is eligible. The Center for Michigan says roughly 40% of Michigan 4-year-olds who are eligible for free preschool don't attend for one reason or another. That means tens of thousands of at-risk children in Michigan miss out on up to 5 years of high-quality early childhood development and education.
If we don't change some things pretty drastically, we have a country that's headed toward a cliff. And the landing off that cliff is going to leave a lot of damage, and part of the damage could well be our participatory democracy.
The cost for a year-round, high-quality early education is roughly $12,000 to $15,000 per child per year. But compared to the cost of special education, incarceration, teen pregnancy, and other costs associated with poverty, Ramey would argue the initial investment more than pays for itself. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.